弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning.
我们今天讲到的题目是从黑暗到光明。
This morning, our topic is talk about from darkness to light.
我们今天讲到的经文是约翰福音的第九章。
So we're going to talk about the book of John, chapter 9.
在开始之前，我给大家看一张我年轻时候的照片。
I'm going to show you a picture of me when I was younger.
你们想看吗
？You want to see it?
我在哪儿？太小了。
So where am I?Where was I?
第一排是一个香港的同学，我是在第三排或者第四排，靠这个左手边这个。
The first row actually is a classmate from Hong Kong, but I was in the third, on the third row.
看到我了。这是什么照片呢？是穆迪圣经学院的合唱团的照片。
So this is a picture of the chorus from Moody College.
我十几年前呢。当时是要来到芝加哥的穆迪圣经学院学习。
So more than a decade ago, I want to study at the Moody University.
我早就听说呢，穆迪的合唱团在这个基督徒的圈子里面还小有名气。
And their choir is extremely famous in among the Chinese community.
我说小有名气，你说 extremely famous.
Okay, just kind of famous.
我自己喜欢音乐，但是从小呢没有。接受过这个专业的训练，我自己也没有信心。
I really like music, but I never was trained professionally, and I didn't have enough confidence.
我知道我们中间呢有非常专业的歌唱演员在。
I know we among us we have someone who's actually been trained professionally.
然后我来到美国之前呢，其实就接受到这个合唱团的邀请，邀请我去试唱。
And before actually I came to United States, the choir actually invited me to give a trial.
我已经为这件事情祷告了一整个夏天的时间。
And so I pray for the whole summer.
到了学校呢，哎，他们又亲自的有人有同学来，发给我请帖，让我第二天要去试唱。
And so the once I arrived to school, there was someone actually give me the invitation for me to give a trial.
我好紧张啊。
I was really nervous.
试唱肯定是要唱英文的赞美诗。
So I was thinking I probably have to try English hymn.
我都不会啊。
But I didn't know any.
哎呀，我就想，哎，我想起来，我有一首英文的赞美诗，我是唱过的。
But there's one English hymn that I was familiar with.
这首歌呢叫做《Amazing Grace》，奇异恩典。
So it's Amazing Grace.
我呢，就整整一晚上，我就把这首歌找出来。我不光是坐在那里听，我整晚上躺在那里睡觉的时候一直都在听，无限循环。
So the all night long, I was listening to the song over and over again.
第二天呢，我就去试唱。
So the next day, I went for the 试唱
audition. Audition. 当我走进去的时候呢，这个指挥他问我说：“你从哪里来
？”And so the conductor asked me, "Where were you from?"
我说 ：“I'm from China. 我从中国来。
”From China.
然后他说 ：“Are you from Taiwan?"
And then so he asked me, "你是不是从台湾来的？”
我说：“不是。
”No, I did not.
Are you from Hong Kong?
你是不是从香港来的？
我说 No, I'm from the mainland China.
我是从中国来的。
然后这个指挥呢，退后了半步。
And the conductor actually went backwards.
他说 Oh, you are from the communist China.
你是从这个共产党的国家来的，中国。
本来我就紧张。
But I was already nervous at the time.
我当时我就更加的紧张。
I was more nervous after he said that.
然后他说：“你知道吗？我们已经计划第二年的夏天，我们整个合唱团要去香港和中国大陆演出。”
And so, you know, we've been planning to, to have a presentation in Hong Kong and China.
当时合唱团呢已经有一位香港的同学。
And there's one person, came from Hong Kong.
但是呢，那个年代很少有大陆的学生来这边读神学的。
At that time, there's a very few, student came from China.
我后来才知道呢，这个指挥他其实很高兴，神带了一个大陆来的学生到来。
The conductor was very happy that the God has bring someone from China.
但是我不知道，我更加的紧张了。
So, but I was quite nervous at the time.
然后指挥说：“你准备好了吗？为我们唱一首歌。
”And so conductor said, "Are you ready? Are you ready to sing a song?"
他说：“你会不会奇异恩典
？”So he asked me, "Do you know how to sing Amazing Grace?"
哇，你知道我当时心中是怎样的充满感恩
？So I was filled with thanksgiving.
奇异恩典这首歌呢，这个曾经有美国这边做过问卷调查， 它是美国的弟兄姐妹投票最喜欢的一首歌。
And so there's a survey was done that in United States is the most popular and most loved song.
这首歌的作者叫什么名字呢
？And who is the author of the song?
叫做牛顿，但是不是那个大科学家、物理学家牛顿。
And is not the scientist Newton, but his name is Newton.
他叫约翰牛顿，我们也尊称他叫牛顿船长。
And so is John Newton. Sometimes we call him Captain Newton.
这首歌的歌词里面，他写。奇异恩典何等甘甜，我罪已得赦免。
So in this song, talk about amazing grace, how sweet the sound is saved a wretch like me.
而且呢，里面还有一句歌词说：“前我失丧，今被寻回，瞎眼今得看见。”
I once was lost, but now am found; was blind, but now I see.
这个牛顿写这首歌呢，不是坐在那里想一想，想出一个点子写下来，他是用他的整个人生来写的这首歌。
He just did not came our idea in that moment that it's he wrote the song with all his experience.
他以前的职业是什么呢
？Do you know what he was the occupation in the past?
他以前是在奴隶船上做贩奴的工作的。
He was selling the slave on the boat.
当时呢，欧洲人他们去非洲买了或者是抓了这样的奴隶。把这些黑人呢运送到美洲来，做这个奴隶的悲惨的工作。
So European will go to the Africa to bring the slave back and to sell them.
如果大家呢了解一些资料，这些黑人他们在奴隶船上是像沙丁鱼一样，沙丁鱼在罐头里一样，挤挤挨挨的被锁在那样的这个船舱里面。
They are locked just like a sardine on the boat.
如果有人生病了，没有医治，直接就是。把他扔到海里面，害怕传染别的人。
If they were sick, nobody can take care of them, so they just threw them off the boat.
这个牛顿呢，后来他听到福音，他信主了。
So once Newton heard the gospel, then he became a Christian.
但他的生命的转变呢，是逐渐转变的。
But his life has gradually changed.
我一开始听到这个故事的时候，以为他信主之后马上就放弃了他的工作。去传福音了。
So once I knew his story, I thought that he changed his career drastically and then start become a minister.
后来我读到更多，我发现他信主之后还是回到奴隶船上去做这个贩奴的工作。
But even though he became a Christian, he still worked on the boat.
甚至他做得很好，有一天他做到船长的这个职位。
So even he became a captain.
但是终于他的信心成长，他有一天他实在无法忍受他这种罪恶的职业。
And so once his spiritual continued to grow, he could not stand his job.
他完全的悔改，他离开了这个奴隶船长的工作。
He totally confessed and left that job.
他变成了一个牧师。
And become a minister.
而且呢，后来这个英国的废奴运动中呢，有一个领袖式的人物叫做韦伯福斯 （Wilberforce）。
And so there's one person, Wilberforce, want to get rid of the slave system.
这个牛顿船长呢，也成为。这个韦伯福斯的很好的给他很多鼓励和帮助。
So actually Newton gave him a lot of support and help.
那么当这个牛顿写下来说瞎眼今得看见的时候，他是用他整个的人生做见证的。
And so when Newton wrote this song, talk about once I was blind, but now I see, he's using his own experience to testify.
我们开始之前，我们一起来做个祷告。
And let's start with a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸天父主耶稣基督圣灵宝会师我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, we want to thank you.
感谢你赐给我们你美丽的话语。
And you have given us the beautiful words.
也感谢你你赐下圣灵你充满我们每一个人。
And you give the Holy Spirit fill our hearts.
我们愿意来到你的面前求你用你的话语你的圣灵完全的浇灌我们。
And we would like to come before you, so your Holy Spirit fill us at this moment.
求你让我们更加的亲近你改变我们的生命。
So we can get closer to you and our life has been changed.
让我们变得更加像你。
We'll be more like you.
主我们把以下的时间完全仰望在你的手上。
And we'll continue to put the time into your hands.
感谢你奉主耶稣的名祷告阿们。
We pray with the thankfulness and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们一起来读约翰福音九章一节。
And let's read the John chapter 9 verse 1.
耶稣过去的时候看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth.
我们读这个约翰福音前一章的时候呢，我们知道这些法利赛人这些宗教的领袖他们想要陷害耶稣。
And so we know that we read the chapter before, all the Pharisee and religious leader, they want to accuse Jesus.
然后耶稣呢在这里他走过去的时候呢他看见路边有一个人是 天生是瞎眼的。
So when he went, Jesus went alone on the walk, he saw a man was blind from birth.
这时候呢，他的门徒就会提了问题。我们先来看我们今天讲到分成三个部分。
And so his disciple asked him some question, but we're going to divide three parts this morning.
第一部分是苦难成为神荣耀的舞台。
The first was suffering as a God's stage of glory.
第二部分是见证胜过千言万语。
Testimony speak louder than words.
第三部分是谦卑与骄傲的较量。
And so humility versus pride.
我们先来看第一部分。
And let's look the first part.
这个第二节门徒问他什么问题呢？我们一起来读。
And so the verse 2, what did the disciple ask him?
门徒问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？
His disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
当时这些犹太人呢，他们有一个很流行的错误的想法。
And those Jewish has a very popular but misunderstood thoughts.
这个想法呢，叫做律法报应，或者英文说这个 law retribution。
Law retribution.
就是你犯了律法，你就一定会有报应，一定会遭殃。
And so if you do something wrong, that there will be retribution.
那么好像他们也能倒推，如果这个人呢，他遇见了不幸的事情，一定是他犯了罪。
And so if there's a misfortune happen, that must he commit a sin.
这种想法其实在今天也是很流行的。
And even we are thinking about that sometime too.
比方说我前几个星期开车的时候车子撞了。
And so a few weeks ago, I had a car accident.
我可能会问主啊，我做错什么事了？你让我发生这样的事情。
Well, I first asked Lord, what did I do wrong that happened to me like this?
可能有的弟兄姐妹家里失窃。
And so some the family actually has theft.
可能会问主啊，我忠心的服侍你，怎么会让这样的事情发生在我们家里
？So I've been serving you faithfully. How did that those kind of things happen to me?
有的时候我们会问，为什么我被裁员了
？And sometimes you ask why I was laid off.
有的会问，为什么我的孩子生病了
？Why is my child sick?
会问，为什么好人受苦，恶人却在享福
？And some of the good people suffer, but the bad people prospers.
有的时候我们会问，为什么我的婚姻破裂了
？Why I have a marriage broke up?
有的时候我们问，为什么我的父母得了癌症
？Why my parents have cancer?
是我犯罪了，还是我父母犯罪了
？Did I sin, or maybe my parents sin?
就是我们有那种倾向，我们想要做非常简单、非常直接的这种因果关系的关联。
And so we have the tendency think if you do something wrong, it's a karma.
就是一定是我做错了什么，得罪了神，然后就一定就会有坏的事情发生在我身上。
So if I did something wrong, so I offended God, so the bad thing happened to me.
或者相反的说，我怎么样去服侍神，去忠心的。这个去敬拜神，就一定会有好事发生在我的身上。
Conversely, that if I serve God faithfully, good things will happen to me.
有的这个这叫什么呀？这叫 prosperity gospel， 这个
福音神学。
福音神学
prosperity gospel
不叫福音神学，叫成功神学。
成功神学
有的成功神学的布道家说。你今天在教会奉献$100，你出门去买彩票，肯定要中大奖。
So the prosperity gospel said if you offer $100, so you're going to win lottery.
就好像什么呢
？Just like
你按一个按钮
，you push a button，
这边就会出可乐
，and then the Coke will come。
你按另外一个按钮，就会出一袋薯片。
And so if you push another button, you have potato chips.
你是把神当做一个自动售货机了。
And so you're treating God as the is machine.
Vending machine.
Vending machine.
那么这个世界它运行的规律远比我们想象的要复杂的多了。
But the universe how it works that is much complex than that.
在旧约圣经的这个约伯记这一卷书里面
，Old Testament talk about Job.
这卷书是特别反对这种报应神学的。
Especially don't think the karma doesn't agree with what the karma is.
在约伯记里面，约伯是一个义人，他过一个几乎是一个完美的这样的一个道德的生活。
And Job was a righteous person. His life was almost perfect.
就他不断的遭受苦难。
But he continued have suffering.
他的财富都没有了。
And he lost all his wealth.
他的子女都没有了。
His children all died.
他的健康也几乎全都没有了。
He lost his health.
后来呢，在这卷书的大部分的章节里面，他的朋友来就是帮着分析这个事情。
Majority of the chapter talk about his friends how to analyze his situation.
大部分人都说，你遭受这样的苦难，肯定是你得罪神了。
And the reason you are suffering because you offended God.
肯定是你犯罪了。
And you have committed sin.
但是到了最后呢，耶和华神出来来回应他的朋友们和约伯。
So the God actually responded.
上帝没有解释为什么这些苦难发生在他的身上。
God did not explain why those things happened to Job.
上帝不断的在反问他，说我创造天地的时候你在哪里？
God continued asking, when I created the universe, where were you?
让我们知道神跟人的理解的能力是完全不一样的。
So the understanding between God and us is very, very different.
所以我们不能够非常简单的把这种苦难和犯罪直接联系在一起。
We cannot simplify the sin and also the consequence together.
第三节，耶稣是怎么回应他的门徒的呢？
So how did Jesus answer?
我们一起来读第三节。
And let's read verse 3.
耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in him.
耶稣基督也是反对这种直接的关联的。
So Jesus actually opposed this kind of connection.
但耶稣给我们希望，他说这个事情呢，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
He provided hope for us that saying the work of God may be displayed in him.
耶稣看到苦难的时候呢，看到这是神荣耀的舞台。
And so when Jesus see the suffering, see this is the stage for his glory.
我们一起来读第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
我在世上的时候是世上的光。
While we're in the world, I'm the light of the world.
在约翰福音里面呢，耶稣基督七次用我是什么什么来宣告他自己的身份。
And in the book of John, that Jesus proclaimed, I am 7 times.
在这里呢，他说他是世上的光。
I am the light of the world.
而且我们之前提到过，他用的这个我是呢，其实不管是在希腊语还是在希伯来语里面，其实都跟耶和华神的名字是呼应的。
And so I am, that doesn't matter which language, it means that he is God, he is Jehovah.
耶稣呢，在这里他说他是世上的光。
He is the light of the world.
他呢，是要给这个世界带来光明，而且在这里很具体的呢，他要给这个瞎子带来光明。
He is going to bring the light to the world, particularly at that event that he's going to bring light to the blind.
他是怎么样给这个瞎子带来光明的呢？
How did he do that?
我们一起来读第六节。
And let's read the verse 6.
耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes.
我刚才这个发音不准，不是和泥，是和泥。
And it's mud.
那么，耶稣为什么要用这样的方式来医治他呢？
Why did he want to use this method to make the blind to see?
这是个很奇怪的方式，不是吗？
It's very strange, isn't it?
我有时候在想，这个瞎子当时是什么感受？
I sometimes wonder how did the blind feel at that time.
这个过程呢，瞎子没有看见。
And for the process, the blind did not see.
但他听得到啊。
But he can hear.
他听到的是什么？是呸呸。
He probably heard the spitting sound.
然后呢，耶稣就用这个唾液跟尘土跟土呢一起和了泥，然后抹在他的眼睛上。
And so the mud was saliva and put on the man's eyes.
耶稣为什么要用这样的方式来医治他？
Why did Jesus want to do that?
有的神学家呢来分析，说是
Some theologians analyze this.
说是在创世纪里面呢，神是用泥土来造人。
And in the Genesis, God created man with the mud.
耶稣呢在这里呢又用泥巴来这个补全他的生命，是彰显他是创造主的身份。
And so use mud to manifest that he is God.
我觉得有可能，但是我更倾向于另外一种分析。
Well, maybe there's a possibility, but I'm more prone to the other explanation.
我们看后面的经文呢，我们知道发生这个事情呢是在安息日。
And so it happened on the Sabbath.
安息日呢，本来旧约里面呢就有规定是不可以工作的。
And so you should not work that day.
然后呢，这些宗教领袖，特别是法利赛人，他们把这些规条呢，这个极端化了。
And so those religious leaders actually, follow the rule to the extreme.
不光是不可以医治病人。
Not beside you cannot heal some sick.
而且呢，这个吐唾沫在土里，他们会把这个归类为灌溉。
So when you spit on the ground, it's actually irrigation.、Right?
然后呢 ？Yes.然后呢，你用这个唾沫跟这个泥土混合呢，可以被他们归类为这个和面或者是制陶。
So you mix the mud with saliva is almost try to make a food with a flour.
他们已经把这个律法主义呢推到一个非常可笑的地步。
And so it's true the law to the extreme.
耶稣呢，上一章我们看这些跟这些犹太的宗教领袖呢。有这样的冲突，他们想要陷害他，甚至要杀死他。
And so the last chapter talk about Jesus had a conflict with religious leader. They want to kill him.
有的神学家呢，在这里分析，耶稣是故意要用这样的方式去挑战他们那种可笑的、极端的这种律法主义的理解。
So some of the theologians think the Jesus did it to provoke those religious leader.
然后第七节，我们一起来读。
And so let's read the verse 7.
对他说：“你往希罗亚池子里去洗。”他去一洗，回头就看见了。
He told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. So the man went and washed and came home seeing.
这个希罗亚池子离那个圣殿的区域有多近多远呢
？How far is the pool of Siloam?
我们现在这个圣经考古已经发现了，大概有四分之一个英里远。
And it's about a quarter of miles.
耶稣。为什么一定要用这样的方式来医治他
？And why did Jesus want to heal this blind man like that？
耶稣能不能打一个响指，说你眼睛开了，马上他就能看见
？And maybe just flick his finger and say, "Hey, you can see right away."
一定可以的。
Yes.
但是耶稣呢，又要吐唾沫，然后又要抹在他的这个眼睛上，而且让他一个瞎子要走四分之一英里，摸索着过去要去洗。
Why did he want to use the spit and mix with the mud and walk a quarter mile to wash it off?
这件事情对这个瞎子来说是一个很有挑战的事情，是个信心的挑战。
For this blind man is extremely challenging. Probably have to do with his faith.
因为耶稣要他去用信心来经历神。
Because Jesus want him to use his faith to experience God.
我们的信心呢，如果没有这样的挑战，没有这样的经历，很难成长。
And Our experience without can challenge cannot grow.
但是非常可爱的是，这个盲人他没有问任何一个问题，他就去洗了。
And a very beautiful thing is this blind man, and without asking question, he went and washed.
然后奇迹就发生，他就看见了。
And so the miracle happened. He could see.
在罗马书八章二十八节那里说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按他旨意被招的人。
So Romans chapter 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called.
然后我们呢，一起来看今天的第二部分。
And let's look the second part.
就是见证胜过千言万语。
Testimony speak louder than the words.
我们看看是谁的见证。
So whose testimony?
就是这个之前瞎眼，现在已经看见的人的见证。
So this blind man now he can see.
第九章的第八节，我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 8.
他的邻舍和那素常见他是讨饭的，就说：“这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗
？”His neighbor and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't that the same man who used to sit and beg?"
很多时候，当我们的生命发生很大的改变的时候，我们之前的这个熟人，他们是。不太愿意接受这个情况。
And very often when our life has drastically changed, the people who have known us do not want to accept it.
然后第九节，这个人怎么说呢
？And so what's verse 9? What this person saying?
我们一起来读。有人说是他，又有人说不是，确实像他。他自己说是我。
Some claim that he was. Others say no. He only looked like him. But he himself insists, "I am the man."
这是一个天生就失明的人。
And this person was born blind.
我不知道他从小到大是不是受了很多的委屈，被别人欺负。
And I don't know whether he was bullied when he was growing up.
我怀疑他是不是一个非常自信的一个人。
I even doubt he was a very confident person.
但是在这里他的信心体现出来了。
And so you can see he has a faith right now.
他很坚定地确认是我。
He was very firmly insist, I am the man.
我就是以前看不见,现在能看见的。
I was blind, now I can see.
然后别人问, 你是怎么能够看见的?是谁让你看见的?
People ask, how can you see? Who led you to see?
我们看见他的信心成长是有一个逐渐的过程的。
And his faith growth is gradually.
他一开始回答说,有一个人名叫耶稣,是他让我看见的。
So he replied, the man, they call him Jesus.
一开始他对耶稣的这个认识呢,就是某一个人。
And so in the beginning, his understanding of that person is a name.
但是从这里开始呢,他开始了他信仰的旅程。
But from now, they start his journey of his faith.
很多时候呢,我们自己的信心的成长不是一步到位的。
And so it's the very same thing, our faith does not grow mature immediately.
有的时候我们看教会里的一些 这个新来的弟兄姐妹,他们的信心好像也是比较这个初步的。
And sometimes newcomers or new people just start coming to church and their face is a little bit immature.
但是呢,他们的信心是会成长,这是一个逐渐的过程。
But their face will continue to grow until mature.
我们一起来读13节。
And read verse 13.
他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那儿。
And so they brought to the Pharisee the man who had been blind.
他们把这个人带到法利赛人那里。
And they bring this person to a Pharisee.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为法利赛人他们这个非常的反对大家跟随耶稣。
And so Pharisee is opposed to people who follow Jesus.
他们要找这样的各种各样的原因要去陷害耶稣。
And they want to find all kinds of reasons that try to accuse Jesus.
现在呢,又听说有这么一件事情。
And now they heard this person.
法利赛人,我们在读新约圣经的时候,知道他们是什么样的人。
And so when we read about Pharisees, we know what kind of people they are.
但是其实,直到今天,我们也有可能会落入他们的信仰的软弱的这个陷阱里面。
And so even now, we probably can fall into the weakness of the Pharisee as well.
法利赛人或者说现在的法利赛人有什么样的特点呢?
So what is the characteristic of modern Pharisees?
看重外在的形象主义。
And they very care about the superficial image.
可能会注重外表胜过内心。
They emphasize appearance over their true heart.
可能会把这个传统的当作偶像来拜。
And very often they idolize the worship.
可能会说我们从来没有这样做过。
So they may say we have never done that before.
他们可能会有属灵的精英主义。
And they have a spiritual elitism.
他们可能会看不起那些不太属灵的人。
And they're looking down on the less spiritual people.
可能会挑剔论断总是找别人的毛病。
They are very critical and then always find fault in others.
可能会有很强的防御性,容易批评,容易被冒犯到。
They are very, very defensive, very quickly to criticize, easily offended.
可能会假冒为善,可能会公开的谴责别人,可是自己在私底下。 也许是犯罪的。
And hypocrisy, that public condemnation, private sin.
那么14节, 这个特别的这里讲到, 我们一起来读。
And let's read verse 14.
耶稣或尼开他眼睛的日子是安息日。
Now the day in which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eye was a Sabbath.
我相信耶稣医治病人, 不仅仅是在安息日才医治的。
And so I believe that Jesus healed the sick not only on the Sabbath.
但是圣经里面好几处记述呢, 耶稣是在安息日的时候医治了病人。
And very often in the Bible, recorded that he healed people on the Sabbath.
因为在这个地方呢, 关于安息日能做什么事情, 不能做什么事情, 会跟这些宗教领袖 发生冲突。
And so if you don't follow the rule of the religious leader, that is that's against the rule.
那么这样一个从小都是残疾的看不见的人,他得到医治,这些宗教领袖不是应该非常的开心为他这个荣耀神吗?
A handicapped person like him who was blind when he was born, and then don't you think the religious leader will be very happy for him?
但是这些宗教领袖他们的关注点完全是在 你犯了安息日,你犯了律法,你肯定是罪人。
And so they actually accused Jesus that you healed this blind man on the Sabbath.
然后他们就问, 这个已经看见的盲人说, 你说这个人是什么人
？So the religious leader asked the blind man that who do you think that person is？
我们看见他的这个幼小的信心呢，又成长了一步。
And so his faith started to grow another step。
第十七节，我们一起来读。他说是个先知。
The man replied, he's a prophet。
先知是跟神的关系很亲近的，是被神差派去做神的发言人的人。
And prophet is a spokesperson from God。
那么，这个已经得到看见的盲人呢，对耶稣的认识又成长了。
You see, this blind man actually his faith has continued to grow。
这些法利赛人，这些宗教领袖，他们不相信这个现在已经是一个健全人的人，曾经是。这个生来就瞎眼的。
And those religious leaders would not believe this blind man used to be blind and now he can see.
他们又叫这个盲人的父母来到这里。
So they called blind man's parents.
但是他的父母呢，赶紧的跟他这个拉开距离，划清界限。
And so his parents immediately set the boundary.
原因是什么呢？二十二节，我们一起来读。
Verse 22.
他父母说这话是怕犹太人。
Because his parents say that they were afraid of the Jewish leaders.
有的时候我们的家人可能信心会软弱。
And sometimes our family, their faith may not be very strong.
所以当我们信主，我们的信心成长的时候，有的时候不要太过关注家人怎么看你。
And so when we start to grow and our faith becomes stronger,Probably do not pay too much attention how your family perceive you.
你先信主，你先在主里成长，然后再去帮助你的家人。
So most important thing is you grow spiritually and then you go help your family.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
这个是什么对话呢？
And so, what kind of dialogue we have here?
这些宗教领袖对这个盲人已经得看见的盲人说，这个人肯定是一个罪人，因为他犯了安息日。
So religious leader think he must be a sinner because he healed you on the Sabbath.
这样一个曾经这个不知道可能有几十年一直生活在黑暗里，一直乞讨这个过生活的人。
And so for this blind man, actually living in the dark as a beggar for so many years.
他居然面对这样的宗教领袖，他这样有信心的回应他们。
And so when he facing the religious leader, he has his boldly reply.
我们一起来读二十五节。
And let's read verse 25.
他是个罪人，不是我不知道。有一件事我知道，从前我是瞎眼的，如今能看见了。
Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see.
我猜他没有在大学里学过这个辩论的这个辩论学。
And so I believe that he probably never went to university to learn about debate.
但他抓住了辩论的一个核心的技能。
But he actually understand the core of a debate.
就是要摆事实讲道理。
And should lay out all the facts.
他把这个最显而易见大家都能看到的事实拿出来，这是最有说服力的。
He bring out all the facts that's the most convincing.
他说：“从前我是瞎眼的，如今能看见了。”
Because I was blind before, now I can see.
我们信主之后，我们可以做见证。见证是什么呢？就是我从前怎么样，我现在怎么样。
So when I would become a Christian, we can testify what I was before. Now I'm what?
有的弟兄姐妹说：“我曾经酗酒，我现在可以戒了。”
I used to be alcoholic, and now I'm sober.
有的人说我曾经被毒品控制，但是现在我被圣灵充满。
I used to be controlled by the drug, and now I've been filled with the Holy Spirit.
有的弟兄姐妹说我曾经焦虑不安，但是现在我心里有平安。
I used to be very anxious and restless, and now I have peace.
有的弟兄姐妹说我曾经抑郁的想要自杀，但是现在有生命的目的。
I used to be so depressed, I want to kill myself.
有的人说我曾经在离婚的边缘，但是现在我的婚姻被恢复了。
I was on the brink of divorce, now my marriage is restored.
有的人说我曾经骄傲自大，但是我现在呢谦卑的服侍。
I used to be very arrogant and prideful, now I humbly serve.
这就是非常有力的见证。
And those are very powerful testimony.
然后呢，这些宗教领袖持续的在质问这个和看见的盲人。
So those are the religious continue to question the blind man.
第二十七节，我们一起来读。
And verse 27, let's read together.
他说：“莫非你们也要做他的门徒吗
？”And so, do you want to become his disciple too?
哦，我能够看到他的信心有这样大的提升，这是 非常了不起的。
And his faith continued to elevate. That is just so wonderful.
他摆事实之后呢，他又讲道理。三十三节，我们一起来读。
And verse 33, let's read together.
这个人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
他摆的事实是，我曾经是瞎眼的，我现在能看见了。
He laid out the facts. I was blind, now I can see.
然后就是这个人，他抹了泥在我的眼睛上，让我去洗，我就得看见了。
He put the mud over my eyes, and then I washed, I could see.
然后讲道理，发生这样大的神迹，他不是从神来的，还可能从哪里来呢
？And so he performed such a miracle. If it's not from God, where can it come from?
但是这些犹太的宗教领袖他们没有办法接受这件事情。
And a religious leader would not accept the fact.
这样的明摆着的事实在他们面前，他们不能接受。
They could not accept the fact.
他们就把他赶出去了。
And they threw him out.
把他赶出去是什么意思呢
？What did that mean?
不是此时此刻让你出去吧
？And just say no, you leave right now.
而是完全的把他从这个犹太人的信仰的这个团体里面赶出去了，驱逐出去了。
They kick him out and start isolate him from this religion circle.
我们在美国，如果我们被一个教会赶出去，我们还可以去参加其他的教会。
So in United States, you are kicked out by one church, you can attend other churches.
但是在以色列地呢，他们只有同样一个信仰，他们如果被赶出去的话，那是非常严重的事情。
And so in the Israel, if you get kicked out by the religious leader, then you totally isolate.
但是这个经历过耶稣基督的这个被恢复视力的盲人。他非常有勇气。
And so this person who experienced the miracle, he has a lot of courage.
他愿意承担这样被孤立的代价来坚守真理。
He's willing to pay the cost and then to be isolated.
然后第三十五节在这里非常的感动。
And 35 is extremely moving.
我们一起来读，耶稣听说他们把他赶出去。后来遇见他。
Jesus heard that he had threw him out, and when he found him.
其实在这里呢，遇见翻译的不是特别准确。
And so the translation is not very accurate.
我们看这个其他的翻译的版本呢，耶稣是非常主动的去找到他了。
So other versions talk about Jesus took initiative to look for this blind man.
有的时候，当全世界都拒绝你的时候，耶稣他依然接纳你。
So the whole world rejects you, but Jesus continued to accept you.
而且他积极的去寻找，去找到你。
He took initiative to look for you.
耶稣呢就问他，说：“你信神的儿子吗
？”So Jesus asked him, "Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God?"
然后他问耶稣。他说：“谁是神的儿子，让我信他呢
？”So he asked, "Who is the Son of God?"
他不是在反问，他是在很认真的想要知道谁是神的儿子。
He's extremely serious about who is the Son of God.
耶稣说：“你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
”He said, "You already see him. The person that you're speaking to is Son of God."
我们一起来读三十八节，他怎么回应呢
？And so how he replied, verse 38.
他说：“主啊，我信。”就拜耶稣。
Then the man said, "Lord, I believe." Then he worshipped him.
他的信心呢是有一个成长的过程的。
And so his faith took a process.
一开始呢，知道这是某人叫做耶稣。
And in the beginning, he knew he was a person. His name was Jesus.
后来呢，他相信这个人是一个先知。
Then later, he believed that person was a prophet.
到了最后呢，他相信这是神的儿子，是他的主。
In the end, he believed that he is the Son of God. He is his Lord.
就像当这个牛顿他信主之后，他又回到奴隶船上去做这个贩奴的工作。
So just John Newton, that even after he became a Christian, he continued work on the slave boat.
我不知道那个时候会不会让其他的弟兄姐妹觉得非常的失望。
And so maybe that a lot of brothers and sisters were believers will be very disappointed.
但他的信心呢，在这个过程中不断的成长。
But Newton's faith continued to grow.
那么这个瞎眼都看见的人呢？他的信心也是经历过这样一步一步的成长的。
And this blind man that his faith continued to grow as well.
他的整个的转变呢，他做了一个非常好的见证。
And so his transformation that he gave wonderful testimony.
有的时候弟兄姐妹问我说：“哎呀，我也想为主做见证，应该怎么做见证呢
？”And a lot of time the people ask me if I want to testify, how should I do it?
见证很简单，就是三个部分。
And it's very easy, just three parts.
第一部分就是信主前我曾经是什么样子的。
Before I became a Christian, what was I like?
第 第二部分是这个转变，我如何遇见了耶稣
？So how I met Jesus? What's my transformation?
第三部分就是信主后神如何改变了我
？After I become a Christian, how God has changed me?
就像牛顿船长他后来写下这首大家最喜欢的诗歌。
Just like Newton wrote the beautiful, the amazing grace.
他说我曾经是瞎眼的，现在得到看见。
Once I was blind, now I can see.
我们来看。这个讲到的第三个部分就是谦卑与骄傲的较量。
And so the last part we talk about humility versus pride.
这个谦卑，我们在这里具体说的是谁呢
？So when we talk humility, who are we talking about?
说的是这一个瞎眼都看见的盲人。
So we're talking about this blind man.
那么在这里说的骄傲，具体说的是什么人呢
？So why are we talking about the pride? Who are we talking about?
是那些宗教领袖，特别是法利赛人。
And we're talking about religious leaders, especially Pharisee.
第三十九节，我们一起来读。
And let's read verse 39.
耶稣说：“我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反倒瞎了眼。”
Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into the world, so that the blind will see, and those who will see become blind."
这地方这个措辞好像很奇怪。
And so the wording is very strange.
我们能够理解怎么样叫不能看见的得以看见。
We can understand for who was blind can see.
但是在这里说能看见的反倒瞎了眼是什么意思呢
？So who can see become blind? What does that mean?
在后面的对话里面，耶稣特别的解释了。
And so later, the Jesus explained it.
第四十节，我们一起看法利赛人的反应是什么样
？And so let's read verse 40. What's the response of a Pharisee?
这个同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说：“难道我们也瞎了眼吗
？”Some Pharisee who were with him heard him say this and asked.What are we blind to?
他们是瞎了眼。
Yes, they were blind.
他们在属灵的这个眼睛呢，是失去视力。
Their spiritual sight was blind.
但是他们不承认他们瞎了眼，他们觉得他们看得比别人都清楚。
And they would not acknowledge they were blind. They feel they can see better than anybody else.
这是一种优越感，这是一种傲慢。
And this is a superiority, is an arrogance.
那我们今天还有没有这样的傲慢
？And do we have this arrogance nowadays?
有的时候还是有的。
Yes.
有的时候我们会说我们是受过教育的人。
And very often we say we're more educated.
有的时候说我们在教会里服侍很多年了。
Sometimes you say I've served church for many years.
有的时候说我在教会可比你时间长多了。
I've been in the church much longer than you.
有的时候说我更加的了解圣经我都读了八遍了。
And so sometimes you say, I've know Bible more, I've read a Bible eight times.
但是这种骄傲这种傲慢会让我们属灵的眼睛这个失明的。
And this kind of arrogance will blind us.
在第四十一节耶稣怎么说呢
?So verse 41, what did Jesus say?
一起来读。耶稣对他们说你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains."
这个本来这些犹太的宗教领袖，他们读了更多的圣经，他们受了更多的教育，他们应该是更懂神的话的。
And so the religious leader, they have no Bible more. They have more education. They should know God more.
但是因为他们的傲慢使他们属灵上的变得盲目他们没有办法真正跟神建立关系。
Because they are arrogant, they actually became a blind, cannot establish a relationship with God.
这个从小失明的人他肯定没有受过正规的教育。
And this blind man probably was never educated well.
他不识字你相信吗我保证。
I bet he was illiterate.
但是他却能够跟神建立起非常亲密的真实的关系来。
But however, he can establish a very intimate relationship with God.
他是那样的谦卑，听到呸，他也没有反对，就让这个耶稣基督拿这个唾液或了泥抹在他的眼睛上。
And he was so humble, even he heard that Jesus was spitting on him in the mud, he did not complain.
耶稣让他呢去四分之一英里远。让他摸索着过去要去池子里去洗他也没有问为什么他就去了。
So Jesus asked him to walk a quarter mile away to wash and he did not argue and he just went.
他通过这样的谦卑呢他顺服他真正的认识了神。
So his humility that he really know God.
在腓立比书二章三节这里说呢只要存心谦卑个人看别人比自己强。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, rather in humility, value others above yourself.
这里呢，特别的要告诉我们，我们要谦卑下来。
And especially that to tell us that we need to have a humility.
然后呢，在第四节这里说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Not looking at your own interest, but each of you to interests of others.
不要自我中心，而是要看到别人的需要。
And do not be self-centered, always pay attention to other people.
要有谦卑服侍的心态。
And we need to have a humility to serve.
我们今天的讲道呢，我们学到三个功课。
So through the sermon, we learned three applications.
第一个功课是苦难可以成为神荣耀的舞台。
The first one talk about suffering can become a God's stage of glory.
可以改变我们对于困境的看法。
Can change the view of hardship.
这个不是说谁直接的犯了什么罪，然后就遭了什么殃。
We're not talking about that you sin and then you suffer the consequence.
这个世界运转的这个规律呢，远比我们想象的要复杂的太多了。
It's more complex than that.
这个世界呢，本身就不是完美的。
And this world is not perfect.
这个世界呢，不是公平的。
And sometimes very often it's unfair.
但是神说他是完美的，他是公平的。
But God is justified and He's perfect.
我们又看到呢，个人的见证可以胜过千言万语。
And so personal testimony speaks louder than words.
这样一个乞讨为生的人，他的见证，他生命的改变是那样的有力量。
And the beggar of the testimony of this beggar is so powerful.
所以我邀请大家呢。经常的要去分享你改变的故事。
So I really invite you that to share your testimony with other people.
第三个功课呢，我们学习到这个谦卑领受光，但是骄傲呢带来黑暗。
Thirdly, humility receives light, pride brings darkness.
你是不是现代的法利赛人
？Are you the modern Pharisee?
你心里有骄傲还是有谦卑
？And do you have humility or pride?
你选择哪一个
？Which one you choose?
好了。到最后我们一起来背诵一节经文。
So we will continue to the routine that to memorize one verse.
我们一起来读25节读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
So we're going to read verse 25 three times, then we're going to have a test.
我们一起来读，有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。
One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see.
大家背下来吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
One thing I will know that once I was blind, now I will see.
大家背得很快。
You memorize very quickly.
好，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
And let's end with a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样一个美好的故事。
And we want to thank you. You have provided this beautiful story.
你提醒我们，让我们知道我们需要谦卑在你的里面。
You remind us that we need to be to humble before you.
我们愿意。虚心的来领受你的话语，领受你的圣灵。
We want to receive your words with humility.
愿意你来充满我们，改变我们。
Continue to fill us and to change us.
让我们在你里面得以成长，更加像你的样式。
And so we'll be continue to grow and to be more like you.
愿意你来使用我们，成为这样做见证的这样的人。
And to continue to use us so we can become a vessel of your testimony.
把我们生命改变的故事，就摆事实讲道理的。告诉更多的人。
We share our story to others how we have transformed.
求你祝福我们接下去一周的时间。
And continue to bless us the coming week.
保守我们每天都活在你的里面。
Every single day we live in your words.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.